Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam yesterday.
बांस से बायोएथेनॉल बनाने वाले आधुनिक प्लांट का उद्घाटन किया गया है। ये असम के लिए बहुत गर्व की बात है। इथेनॉल प्लांट के लोकार्पण के साथ ही आज यहाँ पॉलीप्रोपिलीन प्लांट का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है। ये प्लांट असम में उद्योगों को बल देंगे, असम के विकास को गति देंगे, किसानों, नौजवानों, सभी के लिए नए अवसर बनाएंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. He said India is amongst the top five nations in solar energy. During his two-day-long Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister has since arrived in Kolkata, where today he will inaugurate the 16th Combined Commanders Conference at the Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg, in Kolkata. The conference will continue till 17 September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for a majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of next generation reforms. Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. The finance minister said 8 years ago when the tax was introduced, a total of 65 lakh companies had paid GST. Today, it has increased to 1.5 crore. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Stressing on inflation being under control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, the minister said cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. The minister also highlighted government's effort to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs.
MSMEs are the backbone of India's economy, and we are all very conscious of the very important role that MSMEs play. We have been continuously coming up with various programs to support MSMEs. We have come up with ideas given the very changing international dynamics around which we are focused on trying to see how we can support MSMEs overcome the challenges.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will chair the National Agriculture Conference Rabi Abhiyan 2025 in New Delhi today. In a statement, the ministry said that the discussions during this two-day conference will focus on benefiting farmers of rabi crop, setting production targets, promoting a sustainable agricultural system and ensuring national food security. Agricultural experts, scientists, policy makers and senior representatives of state governments from across the country will participate in the conference. An earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale hit Assam and parts of northeast India yesterday. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, the tremor was recorded at 4:41 p.m. with its epicenter in Udalguri district at a shallow depth of 5 km. In Guwahati, many residents rushed out of their homes in panic. No immediate loss of lives or damage to property has been reported till the time of filing this report. The tremors were also felt in the neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal and Bangladesh. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries are meeting in Doha today to rally support for Qatar in the wake of last week's Israeli attack targeting the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gulf state. The emergency summit bringing together members of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian women's hockey team on securing a silver medal at the Women's Asia Cup 2025. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded the team's performance, saying that the determination and team spirit are simply outstanding. He said that the Indian women's hockey team has made the nation proud. And that is the end of this news bulletin.